Kiyum on Shabbos. So we came up with a chiddush of ein toichen acha toichen. No issa, once the food's been ground up, to further grind it is not a problem. So we said bread, cakes, biscuits, and things like that. Since it was once matzah, it was meal, flour. So to re-grind it, that's the right English, I'm not sure. The Englishman over here. To redo it, ungrind it. Regrind it, and break it up, that is mutter to do, that's what we said. Yeah? And therefore we said that thing is mutter to do. We just said yesterday, an interesting point, that if someone made, for example, a vegetable salad before Shabbos, and cut up into small pieces, that doesn't allow you on Shabbos now to go further, cut it up smaller. Because that was never small enough, it was never made into that matzah before, and so you're doing it the first time, that's not allowed. But this case over here, where it was once matzah meal, it was once flour, and you grind it up, that is allowed to be done to get it back to the original state. There's not a problem, that is ain't true. That's what we said. Then we also said another interesting thing, if I find it. And we said that we find a big kasha over here, that Rabbi Kiva asked the kasha. The kasha is that we do find by mud and earth and things like that, that there's an issue of grinding again. So Frederick Hueger, earth was once loose. So if it was once loose, even though now it's becoming to a lump again, why should there be an issue to crumble it up? So I didn't explain this so clearly yesterday, the different answers here, so it's a practical difference. Yeah, I gave you a few answers. I want to recap if I spoke out clearly yesterday. The first answer to tell the Oris, and he says that this klal of ein token acha token only works by food. That bit was right. That I did say clearly yesterday.
That bit was clear.
So you only say ein token acha token by food. So by food, any food that was once a food and you crumble it out to the problem. So according to that, a sweet, which is made from, I don't want to scare you all, I don't want to frighten you, but it's made from sugar.
Right.
Which is a granules of sugar put together. So someone take a sweet and crumble it up on Shabbos, not with a grater, we said this already. Even if you've got a head of ein token acha token, you can't use a specialized keli. So you can take a knife and cut up to very fine parts. That would be mutter, based on this reason, yeah? Because by food purposes, ein token acha token.
Even though the
seeds
has changed?
Even though the seeds has changed. This head to hold, that the whole criteria is a food item that was once ground up, there's no issa of token being worthy. That's how it goes. The last one reminds us of Jom's very maduk like this actually. It looks like there are things to do with food, there's no token. Once it was once ground up, even though it's completely changed, it looks you can't even recognize it at all, it's no problem. Ain't token like a token. That's answer number one. Another answer I wanted to give, this bit I didn't explain so well. The Chaznish more or less says this, and he says, someone was more at this point actually, yes, someone suggested this answer. And the Chaznish says, Dafka Gibush for Kibbutz and Asmid Odom. Something that was man made. That means it was a powder, or ground up. Then a human being put it together again, and then you want to undo it, that's mutter. Earth was not put together by a man. Yeah? It was the water came and stuck it together. That is a different thing. So food items, mosher sweets or anything like that, breads and matzah meal, anything like that, that's okay, because a human being intervened and put it together. That is a klal of ein token acha token. There is a rule of ein token acha token. Rashi, which is done by itself, you didn't do anything. In that case, there is an issa of token acha token, and therefore by.
Which was
hard, this happened, this is not going to matter. Yeah, you're quite right. That could be this terrace might be more problematic, yeah, really. Yeah, quite. The moisture makes it go like that. That could be according to this answer. The third answer, which a lot of us take on, and that was, let me read you out again the lotion over here, as many people take this on. And that is a difference between the original grinding has been completely changed. That means, for example, let's say bread. Bread, the apostle would say, even though it was flour, now you made it into bread, the chayot completely changed. The Torah says it's still nicker, they say, in the original grinding process. Why? So I looked up today, someone says an interesting story over here. One of the swords was that, first of all, it's still nicker. It's much easier to be totaled again. If it would be in an original state, to be totaled again, you have to start from fresh, grind up. The bread, since it was once nidchan, to grind up again is much easier to do. And therefore, the original toichen is standing. Rav Fab told me, they mentioned when he said to me today that it's a different pshat. Pshat is, everyone knows that bread came from flour. It stares you in the face. Everyone knows that you've got bread, it comes from flour. What?
You don't see it.
It doesn't make a difference, but you know it's a testimony. You're right, you can't see it, nothing to do with seeing it. 100% right, it's nothing to do with seeing it actually. The voice, even though you can't see it, it's ages. Everyone knows that bread comes from flour. It was, yeah? Mashenka, a lump of earth, no one knows it was once loose. It could have been, it was straight away a lump. So therefore, that's the difference. It's very fantastic, but that lechur is a bit of a hezbo. Therefore, comes out really, most of the food items, whatever way you look at it, is not a problem. What we spoke about yesterday, chocolates, yeah? Well, I said to you yesterday, taking chocolates and lamoshal, let's say cutting out with a knife very finely, yeah? That lechera might depend on something else, it might do. But lechera, the main thing is, according to a false hezbo, that nicker came from chocolate powder, everyone knows it came from chocolate powder, that would be allowed. According to the first answer as well, that it's food items are no problem, there'd be no problem this either. Yeah? Because a food item is no problem. The only answer that might be problematic is if it came. Those two answers would allow it. So mostly all these food items are not a problem of grinding up. It's allowed. Tablets, I actually spoke to someone else, two people today. One person who works for the pharmaceutical thing, he said to me that first of all, a lot of tablets have got starch in, so they are partly good to the carica. So if not for the problem of either you call it a food, that's a kiddish. Or you call it, what do you call it? You call it, everyone knows it comes from a ground up powder, and therefore it would be mutter to grind up. That was almost as clear as you know, grind up a tablet on Shabbos. Those who are allowed to take a tablet, one's allowed to grind it up on Shabbos. So basically, all these things. Sorry? People don't know, people don't realize. Yeah. Then you have to know. Yeah, and I might say, Shlomo Zalman says there's mutter. That case is mutter to do to grind up a, what do you call it? Okay, this is a recap of what we did yesterday. Okay, let's move on to another one. I'm talking about mashed banana today. Very interesting Kiddush about mashed banana. So I ask you, is there any way to mash up a banana on Shabbos? So the matter of what we've learned now, you might see this problem. Yeah. It's gedulei karka, it goes to the ground, it's ein toichen achat toichen. I've got to say, ein toichen achat toichen, because never mashed that before. So you've got a problem. So here's an interesting halacha in Siman Shin Chav Aleph, Siv Zion. The Mechaber says, Shin Chav Aleph, Siv Zion. Mutter lodul palpalin afilo harbi yach. You're allowed to grind up peppers or whatever it is, even a lot together. If a person grinds it up, sorry,
here we go, here we go.
Sorry,
here we go.
Oh, hand of a knife. Something is completely abnormal. I mean, he looks like a shrimp, this guy. Make sure you don't be watched. You're not watched when someone does this, because they might put you somewhere. But someone takes something over here, and he mashes up something in such a funny way. Oh, I hope he's here. Please don't know. I want to show you how to do it.
It's off the video.
You've got a banana here, so it's problematic, yeah? So how to mash up. So what you do is, take a banana here, and a person does a shimmery goggle. Someone does a shin and goggle, and you mash it up like this.
Yeah, that's it.
That is okay. Who are doing? What else would be a good shin? Really? The back of a knife, the back of a spoon, or. The bottom of the cup, and you mash it out. You pound.
What's the logic behind it? If you're not allowed to,
You're one step ahead of me, but I'm going to go overtake you hopefully in a minute. So just hold on. So he's asking for a this before. You want to put a light on Shabbos in the room, so you go past the light, you knock it with the elbow,
yeah.
You get around the whole room of Shabbos like this. What's this? It's a shinnery, it's a big shinnery, it's true. He is a major shinnery. But what head is this?
Yeah.
So it's a good kasha.
Good.
Yeah, so I think the Beis Yosef himself asked this kasha as far as I remember. Let me just read out his loshim, I can find it. Oh, a shinui godl. So some say it's a special heter from Chazal. Over here, Chazal made a special heter. Chazal were worried about a person being able to enjoy his food on Shabbos. And they were worried that you can't mash up a banana on air on Shabbos. In those days, it was very complicated, yeah? So Chazal made a special allowance for Teuchen to be allowed on Shabbos, you make a shinui godl. Did that help you?
Very good.
Yeah, that's one answer.
Well,
What?
Light
you can do a four shower. Why can't you put the light on the four showers?
Yeah.
You've got plenty of.
The candle is not more than 6 hours, you know what I mean?
It's a long candle. You used to use oil and put a lot of oil in. I mean, yeah, it could be done. That was a way of doing it.
But
one way to do it. This is a funny thing. Token in this way is very hard to do it. If you do it a four showers, otherwise you've lost your food. So here's a Kiddush, the Chabad says, if you make a major shinui, then that is allowed to be done. So you can get around any food item like this, any food item you want to mash up in Shabbos, and it's a problem of mashing, if you do it in this way, you can do it. Now it's not a world ending, for example, a carrot, you know, a problem mashing with the back of your knife.
Yeah.
You probably can't do it. Yeah? An apple, which is a bit softer.
A cooked carrot.
A cooked carrot you can do, yeah. Cooked carrot would be easier. It's really mushy, that you can do. Something which is not so mushy, that's a problem. So the moshel, to take avocado, for example, yeah, take a knife and spread it on a cracker. Let's say he's not eating straight away, because that's not the head of someone. So let's say someone takes an avocado, takes it out with a knife, and he spreads it nicely on his cracker, he's done this, totally. As it is. What should he do? Right, one is a sorakhir, before sorakhir, what else can you do? Let's say you want to
share it. Back of the knife.
Yeah, either you take the back of the knife, and spread it onto your bread in that abnormal way. That would be a heter to do that. That would be a way around this problem, how to make it what to do. Yeah? But otherwise, mashing with a fork, that's the normal way of token, that's not a heter. Yeah? It has to be mummish abnormal. So the back of a knife, the back of a spoon, the back of a fork, the back of a cup or something. Whether the underside of a spoon is called a major shinui is a bit of a question now. Yeah, that's a bit questionable whether that's what a major shinui is. Look at the possible. Even though most people, I think, would not crush up something with the back of the spoon. But I mean, the back of a spoon, the underside of the spoon, yeah? To pound something with the back of the spoon, that's a bit of a question, grey area. What is that for?
A simple question. Why is mashing a banana called teufel? You're making one big glump, you're not making.
Where were you for shear number one?
Oh,
okay. Shear number one was actually a machlekes, actually a moisha. Others two hold that mashing is a good question. You heard mashing is a bit of a chiddush, really. Because really, what you're doing is you're mashing a banana, everything is condensed into one big mass, but it's all there. It's not little pieces. So some poskim want to time, and maybe that's not called teufel. The maisa, we saw in the Urcha Shabbos, I don't know if I can find it now, the maisa, many poskim hold that is a problem, and therefore wants to read machmen. Let me see if I can find it quickly. No, I can't find the ones now. A banana, grinding up a banana. It was an interesting question, quite right. It's a very interesting question, because it's one big mass. Yeah, you're making everything into one big mass. So it's a chiddush. Sorry?
It's not a flour.
Not flour, it's not pounds, it's not little pieces. It's not little pieces, it's a chiddush. The mice of the post can take on that is still called totem. Therefore, one should not grind up a banana in all way on the side. Let me just like quickly have a look here.
You asked that question the first time.
Did I?
Yes,
a couple of. No, I can't see here. Take my word for it. Maisi was machlekes. As far as I know, the only chance was machlekes.
Okay, that one for shinui godel. That's another very important thing.
Even here, when you do a shinui godel, the maisi you're allowed to say crush into the back of this thing over here. But you mustn't crush it on a keli habayuchod, a mortar, a pestle and a mortar. You shouldn't crush this on a mortar. Yeah, because since it's a keli habayuchod, that keli is designated for crushing things. Therefore, even though you're crushing it with this, an abnormal keli, but you should not, the receptacle should not be a keli which is used normally for grinding. And therefore, you can do it on a plate, or on a worktop, anywhere you can do it, but the maisa, you should not use a specialized keli which is used for grinding, should not be used to be the receptacle either. Okay, so that's heter number three, which is allowed to be done in a case of a shinui godel. A person does a major, major change. So you're right, all cooked foods, cooked apples, want to grind up a cooked apple, that would be allowed to be done. In this major shinui, you could do that. Would be a heter how to do it. Okay? So far we come across a few heterium. Heter number one was something which is not gedurei karka and is edible. So we said like fish, cheese, eggs, cooked fish, cooked meat. We said it has to be cooked fish, cooked meat, eggs, cheese. There's no problem with grinding, but we said no keli amyuchud. You can't use a special designated keli. It's not allowed. Then we said level number two was ein teuchen achat teuchen. A person, a food that was once ground up, and now you want to put together, the moshel, a bread, you made it from flour, you put it together into a dough, and now you want to crumble up the bread again, or matzah, all that is mutter to do. Again there, you may not use a keli amyuchad, you cannot use a specialized keli. And now we're coming on with heter number three, Heta number three is, if a person does a treichen in an abnormal way, mamish goes completely against the odds, it looks odd what he's doing a major, major shinui, then that is also allowed to be done in Hilchos Treichen. Okay, so that's three attained so far. There's another heta, which is brought in Siman Shin, Chav Aleph, Sif Yutes. Well, another heta coming up in Hilchos Treichen. And that is, I'm not sure how common this is. This is a bit of a question over here. And the Chava's talking about Shum, Boisu, Melila, Shirishka, Melila, Shabbos. Talking about some item called, where is, you ground that before Shabbos, and you ground it out in such a way, it's more or less, the stage it is now, it's more or less completely finished to be ground up. There's a little bit left to finish off the grinding. I'm going to explain to you what I mean in a minute, yeah? That, the Shulchan Aruch says, is allowed to be done on finished off on Shabbos. That means using stage one and two. Looks like there's three stages to do it, so I'll explain to you soon, hopefully. And it's a part of a grinding process. And you've done a major part of the grinding process before Shabbos. You've done stage one and stage two before Shabbos. And you've only got a very small part to be finished off with, stage three. That can be done on Shabbos. What am I talking about? So, I also want to know. So, the Shulchan Aruch says this case over here is that you've done. What's the Lashon Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch's case is you need to do crushing up, dicha, pounding it, shchika, grinding it more. If you do two out of those three stages, that is already enough to be ground that you can finish stage three off. What I mean to say is they bring a Rambam and they say, for example, I'll give you a modern example, if a person has got a food that's been cooked before Shabbos, it's very soft. Normally, that's still an Isser Teuchen. Someone cooks carrots before Shabbos, and it's quite soft, let's say the carrots. There's an Isser Teuchen on Shabbos. However, if it's been cooked, and it's already semi-broken down, it's already been cut into pieces, that means the pieces are already crumbly before Shabbos, then on Shabbos itself, one can finish that off. One will be allowed to take a fork and finish off that mashing process. Now, it's not really so common, this theme, where this would work. I think the poskim examples are potatoes, cooked potatoes, have been cooked very, very well, and have been broken down into small pieces and are partially mashed already. They've already started being mashed up slightly. So the fact is, they're already slightly mashed up, then to finish that off on Shabbos is better. Other than that, besides that, I can't really think of an example. His example here is interesting. He is talking about a case in the Erech Shabbos. He's talking about when you put jam on your bread. Mutter, limreach, alkali, prusas, lechem, ribo. Ribo is jam, as far as I know. You want to put on your bread some jam. Yes, betoicha, perish, misrach, you hate it. And you find inside your jam, you find a strawberry, that's a good example. You find inside your strawberry jam, a strawberry that's been cooked very well already. It's been very, very well cooked, and it's really already more or less finished. It's very, very soft. And really, you could just level it out very easily. It'll crumble, more or less that will crumble when you spread that out on your bread. Yeah? That is an example of something that's mutter. That is, since it's so close to perfection to be ground up, you're already so far into the grinding stage already, so much of it has been done already, to finish it off, that last process is allowed. That's only if the food item has been cooked, and it's been already slightly ground already. There's no heter anything else besides that. You need to have that stage. It's got to be cooked first, and it must be near the final stage of being disintegrating. And then there's no problem to finish off. Other than that, I can't really think of examples. Besides the potatoes that are very well cooked and more or less ground up, and this strawberry that's more or less cooked out, I can't think of any other examples. Anyone's got any other examples? I haven't heard.
Compote,
yeah, that's also a good example, quite right. Compote, you can have pieces in your compote, that's also probably true, yeah, your compote pieces, you've got some bits of shirayim still left over there, which didn't completely disintegrate. That, the chora, is not a problem of teuchen, and that will be allowed to be done, Takia, that's richtig. Yeah? So those are, so far, they're tame in the health of teuchen. Again, you've got heta, number one, A, it's not good in the karka, number two is A, teuchen, ha, teuchen, and number three is that you've got a shinui gadol, a major change, and number four you've got over here now is if it's already broken down more or less before. One other point before we finish, I know we're going a bit over time, but that's because we're starting Maariv late. Maariv is 27
minutes, yeah?
If anyone needs to go, they should. I'm not afraid if not all time. The fact that we've been so long is a really good sign, so I don't mind. And someone asked yesterday, which is a good point, I forgot to mention this clearly. Someone asked yesterday, in cereal, we say ein teuchen ha teuchen. Moshe, cereal, for example, Moshe, let's say someone's got sugar puffs. And they get clogged together, they're lumped together. So the choy is oichel and it's nika, it's everything is right. So the maaser to crumble that again is okay. That's all right. Weetabix is also the same thing. If someone wants to take a weetabix and crumble it out in the choy, that's also okay. Weetabix, sometimes in cereals, I'm not going to do that now, that's another shear. Wheat, sometimes cereals can have a problem of losh, mixing it with a liquid. That's another problem, nothing to do with tochum. So that is independence. And not, when we talked about yesterday, when someone asked yesterday, I said you can crumble up the cereal, that is okay, but you've got to be careful sometimes crumbling up the cereal, you don't involve losh. One other point with the cereal, also very important, is a cornflakes. Let's take some cornflakes, get clocked together. So you can break them up. Can you grind up the cornflake? Can you chop it up into small pieces?
No.
That, the theory, you can't do. Because the cornflake, you have to find out, was a cornflake ever powder and then put into the thing? It's not. Not the Kellogg's one, as far as I know. And therefore, to break it up further than it was beforehand is a problem of total. Cornflake comes from the ground, it's completely caraca. To grind it up more than it was beforehand, it's got no heta. So how can you grind up your cornflakes on Shabbos, the heta? If someone wants to grind it, how can you? You'd be a good rabbi. Now, how does someone want to grind it? How can you do it? No, the back of a spoon. You can take the back of a spoon, the back of a knife, grind it up. All right. Okay, right, that's great.
Oh yeah.
There it is. Pringles, for example, are made from a powder.
It's better. It's quite better than the crisps. Someone says yes, isn't it?
There's the banana. The auctioning of banana.
Huh?
The auctioning